Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Maximizing Your Potential by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
So God always gives us something to work with in order to maximize our potential. Moses, he calls him. What's the first thing he does? He gives him a rod. The children of Israel, he tells them, you're going to take this land. You're going to be wealthy. You're going to be prosperous. But then he gave them something. He told them in Deuteronomy 8:18, I'm going to give you power to get the wealth. Oh, come on now. See, the reason why you can be wealthy, because God put some power in you to be wealthy. Ah, Lord. Say that. Come on, say it. Say, I have wealth producing power on the inside of me. I give you power to get wealth. Notice he didn't say, I'm going to go get the wealth. Wouldn't it just be one? God, go get the wealth. That's why you're trying to hit the lottery. Because God said, go get that wealth. Go get that wealth from Mega Million and bring it to me. We don't see that in the word. I give you power to go get it. Amen. Come on now. Everybody say, I got the power. I give you power to get wealth. David, what did he give David? He had this slingshot. We ain't thought about it. The slingshot changed David's life. Just a slingshot. David never would have been king if it wasn't for that slingshot. He never would have killed the lion without the king shot. Without the king shot. Slingshot. He never would have killed the lion without the slingshot. He never would have killed the bear without the slingshot. And then when he shows up and sees Goliath, he said, I can use my slingshot. And he used a slingshot and killed Goliath. Then they went and told the king, there's this boy who killed the enemy with the slingshot. The king said, bring the boy and the slingshot to me. The people make up songs about this little boy who killed thousands, they said, with tens of thousands, that they say. He killed one man. But the song said Saul has killed his thousand, but David has killed 10,000. All because of a slingshot. Ask your name, say, what do you have? That slingshot changed his life. I'm so glad that Bishop Jakes has really finally clarified, because he said something years ago that had a lot of y'all messed up. Mr. Jackson was talking about you need streams of income. Streams of income. And I remember he first taught it. Everybody come to me, Pastor, I need streams. I need streams. Trying to do this, trying to do that, trying to sell this, trying to sell that. One hand in here, one, and you're big enough, trying to be a master of trades, a master of everything. What am I trying to say? Jack of all trades, master of none. Because you're trying to create all these streams of wealth. So in recent years, as he's done more closed setting things, people ask, well, how do you do all these things? How do you do movies? And how do you do books? And how do you do conferences? And then he's clarified it. He said, if you realize everything I do has to do with communication. Oh. In other words, all those streams of wealth come out of his mouth. He's communicating something. What I'm trying to get you to see is start with one thing. The one thing has branched into different ways of doing it, but it's one thing. Y'all understand? You got to know the one thing that God's given you, that as you master that one thing, he'll show you how to become creative with that one thing. Now, for example, most people will tell you who sell, if you can sell, you can sell. There are some people who, they can just sell. You don't want no crap, don't you let them pitch it. Obviously, somebody can sell good. Come on now. I don't care what you say. If you ain't never taken crap before, and you've seen folks who take crap, and they convince you to take it, man, that's a good salesman right there. You've seen all these folks, they don't have no teeth, they don't have no skin, they don't have no weight. And you see them, you see they have some crack. And if somebody can still convince you to take some, man, that's a good salesman. And the way I see it, if he can convince you, if he can sell crack, he can sell computers. If he can sell crack, then he probably can sell some insurance. He can definitely do good in the final expense business because everybody's going to die. What's the one thing? Master the one thing and now let God become creative in how you do it and bring it in other avenues. It's not a whole bunch of different things that are unrelated. Jesus said, this one thing I do. Jeremiah. He calls Jeremiah. Jeremiah says, God, I'm a child. I can't do it. God said, no. I'm going to give you something to work with. Look what he tells Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1st chapter verse 9. Then the Lord, he said, he's complaining to God. I'm a child. I can't preach. I can't prophesy. Jeremiah 1 and 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said, behold, I have put my words where? In your mouth. God doesn't expect anything from you until he puts something in you. Oh, my God. He said, I put my word. Don't tell me that you can't prophesy because I already put my words in your mouth. If I called you to preach, don't tell me you can't preach because I put my words in your mouth. Then verse 10, he says, see, you have to see what you have in you. You have to see your potential. Now, it's wonderful for other people to fan your potential and encourage your potential. But I can tell you something. There's times you got to know your potential when nobody else knows your potential. You got to know what your abilities are, what your talents are, what your gifts are, what God's put in you if nobody else sees it. See, I have this day set me over nations and over kings. To root out. How you going to root out? Because I put my words in your mouth. To pull down. And what am I going to use to pull it down? You're going to use my words that's in your mouth. To destroy what needs to be destroyed. How you going to destroy it? With my word that in your mouth. To throw down. I have nothing to throw down with. You're going to use the words that I put in your mouth to throw down. To build. What am I going to use to build? Use the words I put in your mouth. And to plant. What am I going to plant with? The words I put in your mouth. God never demands something from you without first putting something in you. Are y'all getting this? Everybody say, I have something in me. He calls Peter. Tells Peter, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Peter, I'm going to use you as one of the original pillars of the church. How am I going to do this? Who am I? I don't know nothing about church building. I'm just a fisherman who've been following you around for the last 3 years. God said, Jesus said, it's all right. He tells Peter in Matthew 16:19, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. So what you bind on earth will be bound on earth in heaven. What you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So he said, Peter, you can do it because I'm giving you the keys. Man, I'm preaching better than y'all responding. Y'all ain't getting this yet. God never demands anything from you without first putting something in you, without first giving you. He tells his disciples, I'm going to leave here, but I need you to represent me in the earth. I need you to spread this gospel. Well, how am I going to do that, Lord? I'm going to give you power to do it. So Luke 10:19, he says, behold, I give you power, Luke 10:19, to tread on serpents and scorpions. I'm going to give you power over all the power of the enemy. Everybody say, I have greater power. Oh my God. I'm going to give you power over all the power of the enemy. I got greater power than the enemy. And nothing that the enemy does shall by any means hurt you because you have greater power. So he doesn't expect us to do anything without first giving us something to work with. Look at somebody and say, you got something to work with. You got something to work with. So I'm talking about what you don't have. You got something. If God called you to do it, you got something to work with. You got to take some self-inventory. What do you have in your house? What has he given you? What has he equipped you with? To the church. Take this gospel to the whole world. How am I going to do that? Acts 1 and 8. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you to be witnesses. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost parts of the earth. It amazes me the people who trying to go to the uttermost parts of the earth and they ain't never been a witness in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the place that they were when they got the power. Judea is the surrounding communities. Samaria is even beyond that. And the world is anywhere on this planet that you can go. And people trying to be international and they ain't even community. There's an order to this thing. There's an order to your gift. Over the years, we've gone on national television and off national television. On and off. On and off. We've been on in Spartanburg, off in Spartanburg. We've been on in Charleston, off in Charleston. We've been on in New Jersey, New York, off in New Jersey. One place that we have consistently been on is in Columbia. Why? I heard a man of God, John Avanzini. John Avanzini came here many years ago and preached for me a couple days. He said in my study over there in 1230 St. Andrews Road, he said, listen, he says, I don't know. He said, you got television ministry? I said, yeah. He said, listen, he said, focus on local. Don't worry about national. Because national don't pay the bills. Local pay the bills. Those people know you. Then I read an article. It was a magazine, used to be called Church. Used to be called, what was that called? Your Church? I think called Your Church Magazine. In the early 2000s, we were featured in that magazine as one of the fastest growing churches in the country at that time. But there was an article written by the great Dr. Charles Stanley. And Charles Stanley said a lot of people on national television, he said nobody want to hear him locally. He said they don't want to hear you. If they don't want to hear you locally, they probably don't want to hear you nationally. Look at him and say, that makes sense. That makes sense. And that lines up with the scripture. So, can I tell you this? Start maximizing your potential right where you are. Start maximizing your potential in your local church before you start trying to go to anybody else's church. Mm-hmm. Now, let me move on because y'all going to walk out on me now. Let me move on to my next point here. The talents were given to the men based upon their ability. God gave it to them based upon their ability. That's so important to understand. Now, also you need to understand this. God sees our ability before we... Let me restate that. God knows our ability before we know our ability. Since the ability came from him to start with. So you have to learn to see yourself as God sees you. Okay? Is greater is he who's in you? Is he greater than who's in the world? Come on, is that true? Is that true before you know it? Yeah. So when you get saved, the greater one lives on the inside of you, but you may not know that. You don't know what that means. You don't know how to apply that. You don't know how to confess that. You don't know when to use that. Somebody got to come along and explain that to you, that the greater one lives on the inside of you, so you don't have to take the devil's mess. Do you have, when you receive the Holy Ghost, do you have the potential to bind and loose? Okay. But somebody got to come along and tell you what you got to do with that. I know that's true because I got filled with the Holy Ghost at the age of 16 at the altar at noonday prayer and prayed for 2 hours in tongues, and the prayer was supposed to be over a half hour later, and the two deacons here were supposed to be locking up mad at me. But prayer's supposed to be over here at 1 o'clock, and here it is 2:30, 3 o'clock, and you still hear, but they knew I had been tarrying for the Holy Ghost, so they just let me go on add up. Okay? But I was filled with the Holy Ghost for years, and all I heard was, I have to hear teaching like this. Speaking in tongues is initial evidence that you have the Holy Ghost. Then I heard stuff like this. You might not ever speak in tongues again, but you'll speak when you get filled. Anybody else hear that? You might ever speak in tongues again, but you'll speak when you're filled. So the whole objective is to one day speak in tongues and never speak in tongues again. Now, later on, I realized, knowing what we know now, that makes no sense, right? So I was filled with the Holy Ghost for years and didn't know about the power of praying in tongues regularly so I can get the wisdom of God. I didn't know that I could pray in tongues to stir up the gifts that are already in me. I did not know I could pray in tongues, watch this, so I can battle depression. And don't let that spirit of heaviness come in my life and take over my mind. But I can counter that by praying in the Holy Ghost. I had the power, but I didn't know what to do with it. What I'm telling you is, you can have potential and not know you got potential. You can have power and not know you got power, which is why you need to be taught what to do with the gifts that lie within you. So the talents were given to the manservant based on their ability. I've been saying it will be unfair and unrealistic for God to expect more out of you than he gave you the potential to produce. That's why he gave them the talents based upon their potential to produce more and maximize what they had. To one he gave five, fully expecting he had the ability to produce five more. To one he gave two, fully expecting he had the ability to produce two more. To one he gave one, fully expecting he had the ability to produce at least one more. He did not expect the one who he gave one to produce five. He did not expect the one who he gave two to produce five. He gave it to them based upon their ability. What I'm trying to get you to see here, God is not expecting more of you than he gives you the ability to produce. So don't say you can't do it. Yes, you can do it. You can at minimum reproduce. You can add to your life. You can make more money. You can make more money. Come on, say it with me. Say, I can make more money. If you need it and if you desire it, you can have a better house. Oh, y'all aren't hearing me here. Years ago, my friend, the late Pastor Lockett, when he was telling us, I don't know if the kids were in college then, but he was telling me how he put his kids through college. He said he had investment problems. He called it planting trees. Y'all remember that? He said, I plant trees. He said, and when it's time for my child to go to college, I sell one of the trees. I cut down one of the trees. Talking about the investment, I sell it so that I can have that college tuition. Okay? Well, it took, back then, it took all my faith to get my one house. But when I heard him, it challenged me to believe God for more. Now, I'm putting him on blast here a little bit, but he don't tell me about it. But Pastor Trey has several investment properties in another town. He won't tell you where they are. And so after one time, he said, I got to go up to such a town. And so he wouldn't show me. I took a ride with him to see his investment properties. He saw when he was in college. Because he had a father who helped him and taught him those principles. Are you following me? I heard about him in my 40s. I didn't, Because my father, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom. See, my father was a Rolling Stone, and when he died, all he left us was alone. So I didn't have, come on. See, some of you who got good parents, they'll be getting started. You need to thank God for that. You can be much further down the line. And so when I took that ride with Pastor Trey and he started showing me his several investment properties, he said, that one they had paid for, and that was almost paid for. I said, oh, sucky. Wait a minute, this will be my son. So it challenged me to go to another level. That's why you need to be around some people who challenge you. You can't be the greatest person in the room all the time. You can't be the smartest person in the room. You need to get around, Bishop Jason, you need to get around some people make you feel stupid. You need to get around some people you just, all you want to do. I'm not talking they're trying to make you feel stupid, but you feel stupid when you realize how smart they are. You realize that when all you know, this is an environment, you need to just shut up and learn. Some people never put themselves in that kind of environment. God gives you the potential to reproduce. There's a potential in you to maximize and do more and be more and accomplish more and go further and go to another level and take your family to another level. Something came out of my mouth when I was ministering Friday night. I think Thursday. Pastor Marsh ministered Thursday. Friday night in New Jersey. I said, Lord, help me to be who I'm supposed to be and not who my family is. Oh, come on now. See, that went over better in Jersey than down here, because I know y'all so love your family. You want to be just like your family, even if your family's nothing. Because that's my family. I had to make a decision. I don't care if this may be what my family is, but I see myself having more than that. I see myself operating another level. Come on. Just because all your family used to roaches, you don't have to get used to roaches. Got roaches as pets. Oh, that's me, my mowing. Oh. Oh, mow the head of baby. Just because that's where you came from, that don't mean how, that's not how you're supposed to be living. Oh, y'all hearing me? Y'all act like you ain't never seen me. You ever be somebody's house and roaches crawling and they act like they don't see them? You sitting there and roaches crawling around and they just, yeah, da 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 da. And you there like. You can't even talk. And they just talking and eat roaches. I'm like, do you see these roaches? Then they want to offer you something to eat. Would you like something to eat? No. I got some black eyed peas. Oh, definitely not no black eyed peas. No, sir. What you're not going to do is make me think I'm eating black eyed peas and I'm eating roach eyed peas. Come on, everybody say I can do better. Come on, say I got greater potential. Now watch this. See, sometimes people say things without really thinking. I've heard people say stuff like, let me see. You can't leave people where you've never been. You ever hear that? You can't go. You can't go, you've never been. That kind of thing. And usually they're talking about natural. Like you have to have seen it. No. Can I tell you? You got to have vision. You don't have to have physically been there. But you got to have vision of seeing yourself there. Can I tell y'all, I have led this church where I have never been? There's a pastor of a great church in North Carolina. We were at a conference. And I've heard the church just booming. And it's one of the most booming areas, according to Money Magazine, like right that whole area, that this particular area in North Carolina is supposed to be like one of the number one places to be. Great church. Thousands on thousands of people. And after I received the offering at Pastor Leaders Conference last year, this pastor came up to me and said, Bailey, I need to get with you, man. He said, man, I've been pastoring for, you know, I got a lot of people. He said, but we don't own anything. He said, we don't own. He said, I'm still renting. I've never built anything. We don't own anything. He said, man, I need to get with you so you can tell me how to get to the next level.
God has equipped us all with potential. It's our responsibility to tap into it. Bishop Herbert Bailey gives you the tools to maximize your God-given potential in this transforming series. Order this powerful message today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. For immediate access, subscribe to Right Direction TV. Ask for Maximizing Your Potential. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.